Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental Health America founded Mental Health Awareness Month in 1949 and has led the effort every May to promote mental wellness nationwide. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is promoting this year's theme, More Good Days Together. It encourages us all to reflect on what a good day looks like, both for ourselves and for our communities. Last week, KILJ's Katie Johansson had an opportunity to visit with Henry County Sheriff Rich McNamee about a variety of topics. Sheriff McNamee talked about the Sheriff Department app that is available to everyone for free, and he explained the role of the Henry County Opioid Alliance.
What's on there? Why people need to get that app? Can it be used for?
Well, it can be used for a number of things. The thing I use it for the most, maybe it's surprising, I use it for the National Weather Service. Normally, I tune into the app because of that National Weather Service alert, and it's very prompt, and it keeps you up to speed if it's just high winds or if it's going to rain or a tornado or whatever's coming. That's what I use it the most for. You can see who's in our jail. You can get resources for opioids or opioid addiction. You can see who's on the sex offender registry in Henry County, all kinds of different things like that. And the biggest thing about the app that I can say, it's free.
Yeah, it's great. It's free. It's a great resource.
It's just like tuning into KLJ. Yep. You can get all your up-to-date information and it doesn't cost you anything. The app, we, the sheriff's office, are paying for with opioid funds that come to us through settlements and lawsuits and settlements for opioids. It's a great resource for anybody in or out of Henry County that wants to know what's going on in Henry County. If anybody's got suggestions on how we can make it better, we're certainly open to that suggestion. We kind of took a template that was used across the country, and that's where we started, and we kind of progressed from there. And we have some new ideas that are on the horizon maybe, but for right now, that's kind of what it entails. Yep. And it's free.
So yeah, I want to encourage everyone to get that Henry County Sheriff's app if you want it. It's a good resource for you. And then, of course, you mentioned opioids,
yep,
which is something here in the month of May that people are going to hear a lot about here,
yep,
on KILJ.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your Opioid Alliance and just...
Sure. So the federal government filed some class action suits, and those settlements came through, and opioid funds started being sent back to the county levels, local government levels across the nation. We formed the Henry County Opioid Alliance as a group that tends to that money and decides how to spend it. It has to be used for certain things like opioid addiction, opioid prevention, et cetera. And we are using it for them purposes. I'm just a member of the alliance, the same as anybody else can be. Ads and the hospital and the police departments and fire departments and mental health and those kinds of folks all come together to form the alliance, and we use the money for prevention and addiction and treatment. It's been a really good resource. It's a way that settlement money can be used to maybe hinder the future of opioid addiction.
Lots of things that maybe people don't think about, you know, just having those in your cupboard can be a risk.
Sure.
And, you know, that's why you have the drug take backs and all of that type of thing.
Yes.
To just kind of limit the opportunities for people to,
yep,
you know, come across opioids.
So, Katie, the DEA has sponsored a twice a year drug take back, and ours was last weekend.
Yep.
And we participate in that every time, or almost every time that it comes up. We did it last weekend. We didn't get a lot of results, but that's probably because us and the Mount Pleasant Police Department have drop-offs 24/7, 365. Collectively, over the last 6 months, we've taken in almost 100 pounds of,
wow,
of prescription medications that were unused or old or expired. And we collect those, like I said, 24/7. But the DEA-sponsored thing is a specific push to try and get people to empty out their medicine cabinet of stuff they don't need, whether it's an opioid or not. It can be just a Tylenol, or it can be a narcotic medication. Our mailbox is right outside my office, and I hear it clang every time somebody uses it. And I'm proud to say it's working. You know, we're getting a lot of pills off the street or out of medicine cabinets that have been sitting there for years. And anybody's welcome to come. Even if it's off our business hours, you come in the front lobby and the door's locked. That phone in the front lobby rings our dispatch control center in the middle of the building. And they'll let you in to put stuff in there. So if you don't want to come in during business hours and see somebody, you can come at night and just pick up the phone and they'll let you in to put stuff in that mailbox. It looks like a mailbox, except it's painted white, Sheriff White, I call it. And it's got our label on the front, you know, a star. But that's what it's for.
May is Motorcycle Awareness Month, a time to remind all motorists to share the road, look twice for motorcycles at intersections, and check blind spots, especially as the riding season kicks off. The campaign emphasizes reducing crashes and promoting rider education. Iowa experienced a significant sharp decrease in motorcycle fatalities, dropping to 38 deaths from 64 the previous year. Despite this reduction, over 800 motorcycle-involved crashes occurred in 2025, with a majority of the crashes occurring in May, June, and August, and often involving single-vehicle loss of control or left-turn failures. High-risk days for motorcyclists are Fridays and Saturdays, and motorcyclists aged 54 to 65 are a concern regarding speed and handling. National Corrections Officers Week starts today through Saturday. We recognize and honor the dedicated men and women of our Corrections Division who serve behind the walls of our jail and prisons each and every day. Their work often goes unseen, but it is critical to the safety, security, and well-being of our entire community. Corrections officers maintain order, respond to emergencies, and play an important role in rehabilitation and accountability. Their professionalism, resilience, and commitment are essential. To all of our corrections officers, thank you for your service, your honor, your integrity, and your dedication. Monday, May the 4th, is International Firefighters Day. We give a big shout out to Wayland, Olds, and Winfield Fire Departments. The Mount Union, Mount Pleasant, New London, Hillsborough, and Salem Fire Departments for their service to Henry County. EMS Week is May 17th through the 23rd, so we shout out to all first responders from the same fire departments and in Trenton as well. We have plenty going on in the month of May in Southeast Iowa. Be sure to tune into KILJ Radio each and every day to stay up on the latest. Thank you for joining KILJ for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.